Hello, and welcome to my podcast on learning the trumpet. In this podcast, I will teach you about embouchure on the trumpet, how to hold your trumpet, and we will learn the first scale. Now we will begin. If you didn't already know, the trumpet is a brass instrument that is in the key of B flat. The trumpet is used in many songs and is usually playing the melody. The first thing I will teach you is how to hold your trumpet. When you are playing your trumpet, it is important to be holding your trumpet the right way. It will help your posture and it will help you from harming your trumpet. When holding your trumpet the right way, you will first start by taking your right hand and placing your index finger, middle finger, ring finger on the top three buttons. Look, these buttons are called valves. Then you will place your right pinky on the little C-looking curve next to the valves. Make sure to place it on top of the C and not under it. This will help you be able to reach the valves and play them the right way. When holding your trumpet, make sure to keep your right hand fingers curved when you are playing the valves. Your right thumb will go under the bar and in between the first and second valve. Next, you will take your left hand and you will place your ring finger in the circular hole that is on the left side of the valve. Your middle and index finger will wrap around the valves and your thumb will hold the trumpet on the right side of the valves. Finally, you will place your pinky finger under the slides. The slides are the long tube-like things on the right side of the valves. This is how you are supposed to hold the trumpet whenever you play it. Now I will teach you about embouchure. Your embouchure is how you make sound on the trumpet. To make sound, you will first practice with your fingers. Take two fingers and hold up the peace sign. Place these fingers tightly against your lips and buzz your lips together like a bee does. This should create a buzzing sound. And if you're doing it correctly, it should sound like this. After you practice this for a while, then you can move on to trying it on your mouthpiece. Place your lips tightly against the trumpet like you did your fingers. Now buzz and blow to create a sound. After you have finished doing that, you can now try tightening and loosening your lips to go higher and lower on your trumpet. This is how you create a scale. The first scale that we are going to learn is the B flat scale. This scale is the most basic scale on the trumpet and is the first one that you should learn. The first note that you will play will cause you to lift all your fingers and not play any of the valves. This note is called the C. Then, when you blow, it should sound like this. Now that you have gotten that, we can try playing the next note. This is called the D. To play it, you will press down the first valve and the third valve. It should sound like this. So let's put that together. the C, and then the D. So we have. So next, we will learn about the next note. This note is the E. You will press down the first and second vowel. It should sound like this. After that is the F. The F note is played by pressing only at the first vowel and should sound like this. Let's play it all together. So we have C, D, E, F. And the last but not least note is the G. And this is open again. But you have to make sure to blow faster into your trumpet to get a higher sound. You also need to tighten your lips more so that you can play this sound. And it should sound like this. This is your scale. To fully play the scale, you should play up the notes and back down like this. And there you go. That is your first scale. Now that you know these basic tips, please practice them and listen to my other podcasts to learn more on how to play the trumpet. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.